got it, baby, you want the scoop. Yeah, I got it, baby, you want the scoop. Yeah, I got it, baby, you want the scoop. Yeah, I got it, baby.
Generic businessman, you know he's onto something. He looks like a normal man, but he's something else. He's from Split, he's trying to sell you something. He's from Split. Yeah, he's from Split. If he looks like a latex mask, then you know that he's from Split. Yeah, he's from Split.
You want that scoop? Yeah, I got it, baby. You in that loop? Yeah, we doubt it, baby. You wanna know about Split? Yeah, we got you, baby. You wanna know about Split? Yeah, we got you, baby. You want the scoop? Yeah, I got it, baby. You in that loop? Yeah, we got you, baby. You wanna know about Split? Yeah, we got you, baby.
Bug under his costume body, he can't wait to breathe again. Put that latex skin again, tied up, shaking human hands. Freeways, train tracks, air, steady threat. Fucker tells you something, question that shit. You could smell his stench from a mile away. Probably driving past his billboard every day. Advertise itself, he's getting into the system. Travel back to Split, we gotta get out of that shit.
We are going with, turn the map. I think our skin might split. Turn around, and a whip. Looks like some fuck Split. There it is, you got the scope. This information is yours. So next time you're on the run, keep an eye out for Split.
We'll be right back. Italian.
Part 3.
I'm back. That was a long set, but I have reasons for that. I'm trying to prep you for a 20-minute song I have today. Not a Grateful Dead song, but something a little more special. Well, yeah, because without this person, there would be no Grateful Dead, objectively. At the top of that, we had Do You Want to Dance by the Ramones, and we had Surfin' Bird by the Ramones. Then we took, like, kind of, I would say, a 45-degree angle into Concubine and Eye the Chicken by the Bottle Surfers off of Psychic Powerless and Another Man's Sack, which is their best album. I think I've ranted about that before. We had Punished or Be Damned by the Screamers, San Francisco by Black Randy and the Metro Squad. Then we had one of my old personal favorites. We had Artists Only by the Talking Heads. And if you're a fellow artist out there, it's the most relatable thing ever on planet Earth. And I know David Byrne, right? David Byrne, he went to art school. That's how he met some of the members of the Talking Heads. In fact, I think, is it the guitarist? I'm blanking on his name. I think how they met was he was David Byrne's ketamine dealer, something crazy like that, something. And so they started a band, which is natural for someone to do. Then we had the live version of Rubber Ring and What She Said by the Smiths. And you haven't experienced womanhood if you haven't cried to What She Said before. I've not cried to it in years, but I certainly have. And boy, is, you know, touches a nerve, but it's such a great song. And I don't know how he nailed it so well. I don't know how Morrissey nails the female experience so well, but he certainly does. Then we had one that I put on this because I knew my mother would love it. It's Pitch the Baby by Cocktail Twins off of Heaven or Las Vegas. My parents listened to that album. I think it was mainly my mother who listened to that album pretty constantly when I was a kid. I have memories of being in the back of the car, you know, in the back seat, all windows rolled down, all of us in the car driving and playing that at full blast. Love that album. I have a friend who knows the Cocktail Twins so well that he can understand the lyrics by himself, which I think is such an impressive skill. Then we had The Stallion Part 3. That's live off of All Quest for Live by Ween. I've been utterly obsessed with Ween lately, and I have, same with Butthole Surfers, and I've been trying not to bombard you guys. They're a little all over the place, both of those bands. In fact, Ween was very inspired by the Butthole Surfers. So this next set, we're going to, you know, go some places I have never gone before. We're going to start with some Bad Brains again, and then we're going to go into some reggae. And then I'm playing a 20-minute song off of Miles Davis's On the Corner. So this week and next week, I will have long songs dedicated that are Miles Davis, because it's his birthday on the 26th this week, and I have such an admiration for Miles Davis that it feels really important to celebrate him. And most of the people on this, all these songs and artists, they wouldn't be here without Miles Davis, without Coltrane. So I really wanted to make special sections for this week and next week celebrating Miles Davis and his genius, especially his fusion era, which is just incredible. It is amazing. And then if we have time, we'll play some Herbie Hancock after that. But I'll pipe in. We'll see. Because On the Corner, this song is about 20 minutes. It'll be the longest song we've ever done here on Broadcast from Limbo. Also, last set, we had... Sorry, I don't have it on my list, but I had it on my playlist. There, you can't see the setup I have, but there's two different devices. This... You Want the Scoop by The Garden. I have a really funny story about that my mom was texting me. I was like, you need to tell the story. And I was like, okay. So back in what I consider The Garden's heyday, which was around 2017, I was utterly obsessed with them. So was my best friend, Abby. We traveled literally all over California to see them. We saw them in Santa Barbara. We saw them in Sacramento, which is where I'm from. We saw them in San Francisco, in Oakland. We saw them everywhere. And they opened a lot for Mac DeMarco. But this show we went to was New Year's Eve 2016 going into 2017. So I was 15, I think. Yeah, I was 15. And this EP hadn't fully released yet. No, it had released. So maybe this was 2017 going into 2018. Regardless, it was New Year's Eve. And The concert used to be so much fun. The Garden concert used to be so much fun. And so they open up with this song, and Fletcher Shears, the drummer, dives directly into the crowd and hits me directly in the head. I black out for a quick second, and then I come to my senses, and my mom, it was at Bottom of the Hill, which is a great venue that we're, you know, losing this year, which is, I don't even think about it too hard. She's at the bar, and she's had a few drinks, you know, it's New Year's, and we had, like, taken an Uber. I think Uber was newer at the time, and I go to her, and my head's throbbing, and I just start crying for no reason. I just started bawling, which is a sign of a concussion, if you didn't know. And I was like, Fletcher, hit me directly in the head. And she was like, that's the coolest thing ever. It's the most punk rock thing ever. And honestly, she was absolutely right, because it's the coolest fucking thing ever. What wasn't cool is having a concussion, and I think that's what gave me, like, pretty bad vertigo and, like, balance problems, coordination problems. But hey, honestly, I wouldn't change a damn thing. It was a really great night. The Garden was always really fun. I'm excited. They're releasing a new album in July that I'm really excited for. They're very strange guys, so I've heard. But their music is very interesting, and their father happened to be a drummer in the SoCal punk scene. So they grew up around punk music, so they have a very particular sound that I think is interesting, and they're just strange dudes. But anyways, I want to share that story because my mom was like, please share that story. It's one of the funniest stories on planet Earth. I was like, it kind of is. So, Mom, if you're listening, it was one of my favorite stories of you. It's very funny. Because I don't know what else you would do in that situation, honestly. I'd probably say the same thing if I were my mother, you know. Anyways, thanks so much for joining us. My name's Jasper. This is Broadcast from Limbo, live to you from Radio Valencia, transmissions from the mission. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Saturday. I hope you guys are having as much fun as I am listening. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, right now, we want to give you some Rasta mind meditation. Yeah. Listen, please, listen. The time has come for us to unite. I tell you. And I fast when we rally around. When we rally around. So revolution style one. We come to mash up nation. This all daily conturation. I say no matter if you black and no matter if you white, let's all get together and start to fight. Fight the USA. I say I'm you hear what I say. I fight the USA. A big disgrace. Does my self be placed? I'm no love for human race.
What you gonna do?
What's up, guys? We're almost out of time. I hope I still have people listening despite the 20-minute. You're a real fan of music if you can sit through and appreciate 20 minutes of Miles Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. In the studio, I have The Alchemist with me because his show, I always want to say cornflakes.
Everybody does.
Cornflakes Cornucopia Cerebral Cocktail Hour.
Yes.
Should be sponsored by cornflakes.
Yes. They're great.
I haven't had cornflakes in forever.
Well, that's some frosted flakes.
Yeah, that is. I mean, whatever.
I haven't had either one.
Isn't cornflakes the one where.
Cornflakes and then there's frosted flakes for people that don't.
Yes, but weren't cornflakes made so people wouldn't masturbate? Wasn't that like the lore? Or was that Cheerios? Look it up. There's also a cult around graham crackers. That's another fun fact. They were made out of like a religious like purity thing.
Okay, so the bones of the ground up bones of the insolent.
Something like that. I wish you were metal like that, but it's something like Jesus-y and not like a cool Jesus-y thing. I'm going to end off on some more Miles Davis. We're going to play some Sketches of Spain. My friend Adar, who graduated today. Congrats to Adar. He introduced me to this album and Miles Davis Fusion in general. But we're going to go back to 1960 and listen to some the Pan Piper off Sketches of Spain. Thank you all for listening. Please stay on for The Alchemist.
Thank you, guys.
We're here every Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m., and then stay after, and then come before. We have such a good crew. We say that every single time, but it's true. Saturdays are amazing here. So thank you for joining me. I'm Jasper. This is Broadcast from Limbo at Radio Valencia. Transmissions from the Mission. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.